All of the newest episodes of Note to Self are now available on the Luminary podcast app. It's free to download, and you can also listen to other podcasts from WNYC studios like Radiolab, Two Dope Queens, Snap Judgment, Here's the Thing with Alec Baldwin, and others. Luminary Premium is the only place where you can enjoy the entire new season of Note to Self, plus new original podcasts you won't find anywhere else, from Trevor Noah, Roxane Gay, Guy Raz, Lena Dunham, and many more. And you can enjoy them ad-free. Start your free trial by going to luminary.link/note to self or download the Luminary app for free.
Listener supported, WNYC Studios.
Okay, so I'm back from the fields of Amish country in the city, in New York, and in the studio with me is Emma Keller. Hello, Emma.
Hello.
You are a journalist. You've been writing for The Guardian. You also do some health coverage for WNYC.
Yes.
And you visited a place that was very different. You know, in Amish country, it's this very small, tight genome pool, right? And that's right. What the scientists find so interesting. But you're sort of looking at the other end of the spectrum.
That's right. The opposite, really, of what you're talking about, because the Genome Center bills itself as being the biggest, most diverse pool of genetics because it's here in New York City where you've got every ethnicity. So where you're looking at a tiny group of people, the Genome Center is looking at almost every example that you can, because we've had such a huge immigrant population here. And where yours is very, very small, their machinery is big, their technology is very advanced, and they are looking to serve not just the state, but eventually the country, and share their data with people all around the world to try and analyze the origin of every kind of disease you can imagine.
Okay, so when we're talking about this, I actually find it very difficult to sort of picture it in my mind. Emma, it's actually right around the corner from the studios, WNYC studios. What does it look like?
From the street, it looks like any old nondescript New York modern building, brand new. Inside, it's very sophisticated, very fancy, brand new. You have to identify yourself by voice. It's an enormous facility once you do get inside and get upstairs. I went up and was met by Dr. Bob Darnell, who's the president of the New York Genome Center, and who led me around for a three-hour tour of the facility.
Those are the clinical sequencers. Each one costs $1 million.
Each fridge?
It's not a fridge.
Oh.
Ouch. That hurt.
I love that you insulted him the minute you walked in. But they, well, let's just go with it, though. They look like refrigerators?
They look like the sort of refrigerators that people have in very fancy third houses.
Where they usually keep wine.
Yes,
and not
exactly.
DNA.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, I love it. So what is their main focus then, health-wise? Is it research?
It's research. They share some of their information with drugs companies so that drugs companies can target disease more specifically. It's treating people who are currently sick so that if you have a tumor, it gets sent there and the DNA of the tumor is analyzed. And that's led to some surprising findings.
When you actually sequence 10 people who have breast cancer, all 10 of them have different disease. So by taking an average cocktail to treat your tumor, you're getting something that is statistically good, but for you, may not be so good.
So, Emma, of course, this hits a very personal note with you, because, listeners, if you Google Emma Keller, the first thing that comes up is a very long and very intimate piece that was written by Emma about her experience with breast cancer.
Yes, but where I'm at an advantage and actually don't need the New York Genome Center is that my breast cancer was at such a preliminary stage, I didn't need to have chemotherapy or radiation. It was cured, if you like, purely by surgery. He's talking about people who have surgery and then go on to have some kind of a drug cocktail afterwards. And he's talking about creating a drug cocktail that essentially will become completely personalized to every cancer victim.
So that sounds incredibly promising.
Yes,
right?
It's sort of, if you think about how chemotherapy is now, it's sort of like the early days of birth control pills or antidepressants, when you were given these huge amounts of medicine that were too much for you, but sort of knocked out whatever it was that you had at the same time. He's now talking about looking at how receptive your tumor is to X drug and giving you just the right amount of that drug to take out your tumor.
Okay, so continuing with the breast cancer example, you don't have breast cancer anymore, but you do have two girls. So just sort of looking at it in long term, is this about how families sort of plan their lives?
What the New York Genome Center wants to do eventually is to screen every child born in New York State, thus replacing the blood test that is already mandatory for newborns here in New York, which costs $50 and which Dr. Darnell, the president of the Genome Center, says is not a very efficient way of screening for certain things like sickle cell and the things that your kids get screened for when they're born. And testing them in a way like the Amish, actually, but for a much longer series of diseases.
I don't know if you're aware, but there's about 250,000 children born in New York State every year. And every single one of them gets their heel pricked and blood taken and tested with no consent, actually. It's just deemed to be in the common good. Those tests are very good, but they're not perfect.
I mean, I have to say, I am shocked. I have two little ones. They definitely got their heels pricked, and you look at their little heel when they deliver the newborn to you and you're lying in your hospital room and they're all swaddled, and then you see their little heel with the band-aid on it, and you think, what did they do to my baby? And I actually, to be honest, I didn't really ask. Am I a total idiot? What? They do this to every kid and then they don't tell us?
They do this to every kid, and they only tell you the results if it's something that you need to be aware of.
No news is good news.
Dr. Darnell is talking about testing newborns for a disease or for a gene that can cause disease, I should say, like the BRCA1 gene that can cause breast and ovarian cancer. And I asked him, why would you test a newborn for that and thus impose a cloud over that child's future? And he said, because we're making such advances in environmental studies and the environmental impact on the development of a disease like breast cancer, there could be things that the parents can do to protect a child from developing that cancer as that girl heads towards adulthood. And I thought that was very promising, actually.
And Emma, may I ask, have you gotten tested for the BRCA?
I did not get tested for it. But when I was at the New York Genome Center, I actually reconsidered the whole thought, because when you get tested at the New York Genome Center, it suddenly becomes very exciting. He tells you all these things that you can find out about yourself. Your family tree could be where your great-great-great-grandparents came from. I mean, he splits your heritage up. And then as he describes, like, say I did test positive for the BRCA gene. The reason I decided not to test for it was because I didn't want my daughters to know if we had that in our history. We've got enough to think about. But then I thought, well, if we do have it, and he's saying there are environmental things that you can do, maybe I should test for it. Although I haven't yet, because testing at the New York Genome Center currently costs $3,000, and I wasn't going to pay that.
Emma Keller, thank you so much for sharing your visit there.
Thank you for having me.